Hello friends, how are you today? Welcome to another episode of Being Like Jesus. Well, in our series, You Can Count on God, we've been learning that we can count on God. And today we're learning that it is not your battle. Not your battle. We'll be reading from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 15. And it says, "And he said, listen to me, King Jehoshaphat. Listen, all you people living in Judah and Jerusalem. The Lord says this to you. Don't be afraid or discouraged because of this large army. The battle is not your battle. It is God's battle." Not your battle. No. The army of Moab was coming. They were huge. They were mighty, and they scared King Jehoshaphat. So he did what any good king who loved God would do. He gathered the people together, all the men, women, babies, and children. They all prayed together, praising God and asking him to help them. The Lord gave his people an answer that day through the prophet Jahaziel. "Don't be afraid or discouraged because of these large army. The battle is not your battle, it is God's battle," Jahaziel said. Tomorrow, go down there. You won't need to fight in this battle. Just stand strong in your places. You will see the Lord save you. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. The Lord is with you. So go out against those people tomorrow." That's in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15 to 17. King Jehoshaphat and all the people bowed down and worshipped the Lord. Then Jehoshaphat's army got ready to face the enemy. But first, Jehoshaphat switched things up a little. Instead of putting his best and bravest soldiers at the front of the army, he chose some men to be singers and put them at the front. They led the army out to battle, praising the Lord the whole way. But when they got there, the Lord had already defeated the army of Moab. Not one soldier was left. So Jehoshaphat led the army back to Jerusalem, and they praised God the whole way. Deciding to follow God doesn't mean you will never have another problem. Trouble is still going to come your way. Sometimes that trouble might be pretty big. There may be times when you wonder how you let fight your way. But you don't have to. You don't have to. Ask God to help you. And then face that problem, singing God's praises the whole way through. Because God will fight for you. God will fight for you. So let's take our time today to praise God through our problems. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for today's lessons. We praise you. Thank you for the way you fight for us. We know that there's no trouble bigger or stronger than you. Help us to always remember to praise you even in the midst of our problems and troubles. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. That's it for today. Remember, the battle is not for you to fight. It's for God to fight. Give it to him and watch him fight for you. See you tomorrow. Bye.